Welcome regular and first-time listeners to the 27th episode of It's Time for Prayer. I hope you are all keeping well in this new season. May you keep experiencing the goodness and the mercies of God, who is faithful and just and mighty to save. Despite everything that may be happening around you, I want to encourage you all, dear listeners, to keep your eyes on Jesus Christ. Keep the faith. Stand on his every word, his promises, and no other. Some of you listening to my voice today may be feeling uncertain, insecure, fearful, tired, and weary because of the changes that has or is taking place in your life and the demands life has imposed on you. But God's word never fails. Isaiah 50 verse 4 says, "The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned." Proverbs 15:23 says, "A man has joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good it is." I pray today this word will be a good word for you, spoken in due season. A word of encouragement to remind you, dear listener, that seasons change. The Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes 3:1, "To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven." The NIV reads, "There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the heavens." In the Amplified, it says, "There is a season, a time appointed for everything, and a time for every delight and event or purpose under heaven." The message today is called Seasons Change. I pray today that you will enter into the divine time and season appointed for you under heaven as you listen to this podcast today. Amen. Please take a note of the scripture references. Read them again. Please share the podcast with someone else. Like myself, you may live in a country where the seasons are evidently noticeable. The defining differences between the seasons, spring, summer, autumn, winter, are evident by the activities and changes manifesting in each season, depending on your geographical location. Some places have shorter seasons than others. Some may have only two, like the North and South Pole. 9 months of winter, darkness, and 3 months of summer, brighter weather. We learn from the people of Norway, depending on the season, can affect you in different ways. Some seasons carry much darkness and gloom, while others drier, hotter climates. The spring of new life, the summer heat and sunshine, laughter and fun, the varied autumn falls, the winter of discontent, frost and sometimes snow appearing. The feeling of freedom, comfort and security, then the winter of discontent, darker evenings and rainy downpours, like the tears some of you have cried. With each identified season that represents change, various activities take place, even in the animal kingdom. Preparation of various activities where hibernation and metamorphosis are in progress. A time of rebirth and renewal, migration or inactivity. You will even notice and feel atmospheric changes, heat, cold, warmth, various air conditions, climate changes, storms, devastations resulting from flooding as a result of season changes. Just like the changes happening in your life in this season. The season can be unwelcoming and we may resist the change, but the change will come as seasons change. God told us in Genesis 8:22, "While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease." the season shall not cease while the earth remains. As long as you are on this earth, expect your season to change. Ecclesiastes 3 verses 1 and 4, it says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. Some of you have been weeping in this season because you may have lost something or someone. But the Bible says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Your weeping may endure for a night season. But rest assured, joy will come in the morning season of your life. From darkness to morning. From darkness to light. There is a time for you to laugh again, dance again. Some of you that may be rejoicing may sadly experience mourning when there's losses in so many ways. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Embrace the change and the conditions connected to your season. Hold on to God. Psalms 104:19 says, He appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knows it's going down. Ensure the one who created and appointed your season, whose time and seasons are in his hands, is part of your season. All the way, every day, in every way. Amen. Do you know the season you are in? I've come to encourage you today that whatever your season, whatever experiences you may be going through, God never changes. Walk in your season with God. He will lead you in green pastures and restore your soul. We are reminded in the book of Deuteronomy 31:8, and the Lord, He it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Amen. God is with you. Fear not, dear listener. The change must come. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. You may be experiencing changes in your family, your career, business, your ministry, relationships. How has the season changed for you? When seasons change, there is always an effect. Someone's season may be affecting yours, conflicting with yours in business. It's a time for change. The leaves that provided shade in your summer is now compost in your autumn as seasons change. Households may be in disagreement because you're in different seasons. To one in the season of hibernation when things are still, while one is in the summer flow in your season. Identify and prepare yourself to function in this season. The Bible tells us in Galatians 6:9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Don't get weary as you wait for your due season. What has God put in your hand? Luke 19:13 reads, so he called 10 of his servants, delivered to them 10 minas, and said to them, do business till I come. What business are you doing till Jesus returns? Are you using your talent for the master? Do business till I come. In this new season, use your minas, your talents, your gift for God. The Bible says in Proverbs 18:16, a man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. May your gift make room for you in this season and bring you before great men. If you are preaching the word of God, preach with all urgency and speak the truth in love. We are to bring people to God by sharing the gospel, the good news about Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 3:6 says, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Are you planting? Are you watering? Then God will give the increase. In this season, share the gospel. Be the gospel. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 2 to 5 says, preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you, keep your head in all situations. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Discharge all the duties of your ministry. Amen. God wants us to give out, to release the work, the duty of our ministry, of our calling. Amen. Be prepared in season, out of season, whatever the season may bring. Be sensitive to the new season. Don't let the season pass you by. In the midst of every unseemly, uncertain situation, be assured God has made a way for you as the season changes. Listen carefully to what the Spirit of God is saying to the churches, to the body of Christ. Listen to His personal instruction to you so that you can make the right changes and fulfill His purpose for His kingdom, for your life, according to Isaiah 1:19. If ye be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. You may be in the season of winter, but God may be taking you into your spring, while others are in their summer or autumn. Do not get dressed for the wrong season. Know the season you are entering. Test the conditions and the spirits, if they be of God. 1 John 4:1 says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. God is telling us in this new season, Revelations 2:29, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Dear listener, note these verses and read them. When God repeats himself, you better listen. Revelation 2:29, Revelation 3:6, Revelation 3:13, Revelation 3:22. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Listen, hear, and obey the word of God. Amen. Some of you are still tilling and sowing the ground, preparing for a new season. You will soon experience the growth of your sowing, your prayers, your faith, your blessings to reap your harvest. Not someone else's harvest, but the harvest God has prepared for you with your name on it. Amen. Fulfill the promises and purposes of God in this new season, no matter the atmospheric pressures, storms, and changes you will experience. God will take you through. Age is no limitation. God has a purpose for you. Apostle Paul told Timothy in 1 Timothy 4:12, let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. How you conduct yourself in this season matters to God. Are you representing the kingdom? No matter the length of time between seasons, remember Galatians 6:9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Whatever God has called you to do in this time, in this season, make room, make preparations, and fear not. In this season, seek the counsel of God and not the idea of man. Don't be a victim, be a victor for Jesus. Amen. Let's look at how the season changed for a young man named Jephthah, found in Judges 11, 1 to 11. Described as a mighty man of valor, we learn he was a Gileadite whose father was named Gilead, who was married to a woman who later had more sons. However, those sons, when they had grown up, forced Jephthah to leave his father's house because they did not want him to inherit anything from his father and because he had a different mother. Let's read how the season changed for Jephthah. Things turned around, although he later made a vow to God that cost him the life of his daughter. Be careful what you say and do in this season. It may cost you dear. Let's read Judges 11, 1 to 11. Now Jephthah the Gileadite was a mighty man of valor, but he was the son of a harlot, and Gilead begot Jephthah. Gilead's wife bore sons, and when his wife's sons grew up, they drove Jephthah out and said to him, "You shall have no inheritance in our father's house, for you are the son of another woman." Then Jephthah fled from his brothers and dwelt in the land of Tob, and worthless men banded together with Jephthah and went out raiding with him. It came to pass after a time that the people of Ammon made war against Israel. And so it was when the people of Ammon made war against Israel that the elders of Gilead went to get Jephthah from the land of Tob. Then they said to Jephthah, "Come and be our commander, that we may fight against the people of Ammon." So Jephthah said to the elders of Gilead, "Did you not hate me and expel me from my father's house? Why have you come to me now when you are in distress?" And the elders of Gilead said to Jephthah, "That is why we have turned again to you now, that you may go with us and fight against the people of Ammon and be our head over all the inhabitants of Gilead." So Jephthah said to the elders of Gilead, "If you take me back home to fight against the people of Ammon and the Lord delivers them to me, shall I be your head?" And the elders of Gilead said to Jephthah, "The Lord will be a witness between us if we do not do according to your words." Then Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head and commander over them. And Jephthah spoke all his words before the Lord in Mizpah, in a place known as the Watchtower, Mizpah. God watches over his word to perform it in Jephthah's life. The season changed for Jephthah, and it will change for you. Some of you will be head hunted, just like they went to seek Jephthah and made him their commander, promoted by the very ones who chased him away. There may be those who hate and despise you right now, conspiring to cast you out from your father's house, from a place of inheritance, because of their own insecurities, jealousies, and hatred. May they be delivered from sin. It may be your brothers or sisters in your own house, household wickedness in the house and the house of God. Like Jephthah, for a season, you may be ostracized, overlooked, and undermined. But know this, when you call on God, he will hear and answer you. 1 Corinthians 1:27 says, "But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty." 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, "But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him." Jephthah spoke all his words before God. He may have been cast out, but he did not cast out God. Amen. In Daniel 2:21 we read, "And he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding." May you have and know understanding. May you know Jesus Christ in this time and season as your season changes. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this season and for my season of change. I call upon you today to impart your wisdom and knowledge to me concerning my season in this season as the season changes. I ask for your wisdom to instruct and guide me in the way I should go by the Holy Spirit. Help me to embrace the changes and stand firm on your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Remember, Colossians 3:17, "And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Remember, seasons change. Embrace your season. Embrace your change. Take care and see you soon. Amen.